you didn't take care of your money, and they say, hey, daddy, what happened to all the money?
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that.
why do you say that, Mike? Does it happen to you, Mike?
Yeah, nigga. Daddy got the money back. Daddy had to get it back. You know they got the handle fucking up this time, man.
What's up, everybody? You guys, welcome to this episode of Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. I am your co-host, Triple C, a.k.a. Henry Cejudo.
And I'm Mike Tyson. And we have such a special guest. We have the great up-and-coming Shakur Stevenson. Shakur, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm just chilling, you know, getting ready for this next fight.
Who you fighting?
It's an African guy. His name Jeremiah Nakatili.
Yeah? Do you have any films of him?
What's his record?
I think he like 21-1.
Oh, 21-1.
Yeah, okay. I ain't really watched much of him.
You don't watch my, you don't study your opponent?
I study, it's just, I wait till I get in camp. Like my coaches sit me down and we'll sit down and watch it together.
Yeah, and so how's training camp been going, Shakur? I mean, right now.
So you in camp right now? Time?
I mean, I'm getting to camp. Like, I'm always in the gym, so I'm never really like out of shape, but next week I'm gonna go to Colorado Springs. And
that's the bomb!
I can't with Terrence Crawford.
I used to train up there. That was the bomb.
Yeah, it's the altitude.
Yeah, it was the bomb.
Yep.
Just yesterday, man, he grew old quick.
Yep. Yeah. At Colorado Springs, man. Did you do a lot of training camps down there when you were training for the Olympics?
Yeah, that's where all my training camps was at when I was getting ready for the Olympics.
Yeah, so you guys pretty much live out there, right? For your whole year, right? In the Springs?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm going to do 8 weeks down there for this camp. Then whenever my next fight comes, I'm going to be back down there for another 8 weeks. So
you're not a guy that goes to Big Bear? You prefer Colorado Springs?
I like Colorado Springs. Me I like the altitude there. Yeah. And I'm used to it.
Well, Big Bear too, right? Big Bear is about the same.
Colorado Springs is more sociable than Big Bear is more isolated.
Yeah.
You prefer Big Bear or Colorado Springs?
Colorado Springs is more professional there. And Colorado Springs is just a little hick town with some cabins in it, you know? Yeah. This the brother right here?
Yeah, that's him.
All right. Look at him. What part of Africa is he from?
I'm not even sure.
What part of Africa?
Yeah, I tell you what, man. Africa's been on the map, man. Did you see Francis Ngannou?
Yeah, you can't underestimate anyone.
Nah, you can't. You got to take everybody serious.
Very serious.
Yep.
Dead serious. From Nambia. All right, let's check him out. Let's see his moves. He looks kind of tall. Is he tall?
Yeah, he's like 5'10", I think.
And you 5'8", right?
Yeah. I don't think that mattered too much, though.
Nah, it's all about the diet. How bad you want it. So who's this gentleman? Did you ever hear of him? You know his name?
Nah, I don't even know him. I never even seen this fight.
Oh, look at this.
You don't like to study film?
I study some film, but I kind of do it with my grandfather. Me and my grandfather watch it together.
Yeah. Hey, listen, right? If this guy lays a glove on you, you should retire. Oh shit!
No, but you know what, Mikey? You go back to what you said. Never under. It takes one blow, one
nah,
hit.
Nah, no, you do your thing, baby. You gonna say, oh man.
Yeah, he right.
That guy couldn't hit you if you were blindfolded.
Yeah, you right about that.
And he's tough too, though. If you come to fight him, he's tough.
Yeah.
Who would you like to fight after this, Shakur?
I really want the Valdez fight. Like, the Valdez fight is something that I'm really looking forward to. I wanted to fight him at 126, but he ended up vacating his belt and moving up, so.
I've watched Valdez a lot, man. How would you rank his power?
I think he got a lot of power. I think he threw a lot of hard shots, but I think that later in the rounds, he gassed out.
Yeah, come on, man. He's not underestimating this guy. I am. Let's check Valdez out.
Yeah. Have you seen a Valdez fight before?
I hear his name out there.
Yeah, Oscar Valdez. He's real good.
He's out there.
He went through the amateurs too. I think he went to the Olympics too from Mexico.
You fight him in amateurs?
Nah, I ain't never fight him in amateurs. He went to two Olympics.
He went to a couple Olympics.
Yeah,
he's experienced, huh?
Yeah, he's from northern Mexico in Sonora.
Sonora, that's where the frog comes from.
Yep. He's scared to fight me though, man.
You think so?
Yeah, you know what? Show his last knockout. I think it's this fight, but yeah, the knockout fight. In this fight.
That's him right there.
It's two different styles, you know. Both him and Shakur, they have two different styles. So it's, you know, styles kind of make fights, or, you know.
Yeah.
Depends who brings their A game.
I promise you, I'm bringing my A game.
Oh, that's him? See, these guys, though, that's him right here, the open punch like that?
Yeah.
See, you can see these punches come a mile away, though, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Because I can see punches like that when I was fighting come a mile away. They're hard, but they're like slow motion.
What round is this?
This guy doesn't move his head.
Power like that,
yeah, he's just standing right in front of him.
He ain't moving his head. Ooh. Ball. Coming straight forward. The move is coming straight forward. And got clock. Look, head in the air. Boom.
Yep.
Me and my man right here with technicians, man. You miss, you gonna pay with your life, man.
Yep.
Look at that. Boom. Head in the air. Hands out here not guarding himself.
Yep.
Look at him. That's an amateur fighter. Boom.
You got to touch his body, too, though.
Yeah, that body's vicious.
Yeah.
Guys can take it to the jaw, but you hit him to the body. Yeah. Hey, what you doing down there, yeah, right? what are you doing down there?
What makes Oscar Valdez a good boxer?
I think he got a lot of will. I think, like,
really aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, he got a lot of will. I don't think he really skillfully that good, but he got will, so.
Yeah, no, and of course, man, you could never count that. Dude, when somebody has will, those guys that are willing to die, you know what I'm saying, Mike? Those dudes that are, those are the most.
Anybody thinks they're willing to die until they come close to dying, then they realize they're not willing to die.
Yeah. It's dangerous, though, when you got somebody that's, like, that got both. Like, somebody that got the heart and got the skill, so.
And has the ability. Skill and the will.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard to beat them.
Yeah, what's your take right now with everything that's going on with the 35 division, with Teofimo,
you Ryan gotta Garcia. Touch some of that.
Yeah, I can't wait till like I'm near and I'm at that division to like be in them big fights with them. But I think that is a great division. I think it's a lot of great fighters there. I got respect for a lot of them fighters. So
why don't you get some foreign champion like the English champion? Some champions from other countries a chance for the belt.
What you mean? Like get somebody...
Fight the English junior lightweight champ.
I don't even know who the English junior lightweight champ is.
You gotta check him out. He's gotta beat every champion in every country.
Yeah. But I feel like the people in my like division, I've been trying to like fight the champs, and I feel like none of them want to fight. Like
who's the champs?
Right now, like I said, Valdez was a champ at 26. When I became his mandatory, he vacated the belt and moved up. Okay. Now Jamel Herring, he just fought for the belt. He won, and now I'm his mandatory.
I thought he was 141.
He's 130.
Yeah, okay.
I'm his mandatory, and he now he's going to vacate the belt and try to fight Valdez.
Man, you're a scary guy.
I don't know.
He's a scary guy.
Yeah.
Show some of his fights, please. Watch the smoothness of him. That's Shakur Stevenson. Yeah, I remember I came to see you one day in Jersey. It was Newark, huh?
Yeah.
I met you the first time there.
Yeah, I remember.
And it's different, too, because, you know, you come from that amateur background, so it's a lot of experience, man.
See, this guy's, look at him, Oh, he's an experienced fighter. He doesn't have to move his head because as soon as the punch comes, he anticipates it. All that experience. See, it looks like he's not moving, but you... Look at that, man.
Who are some of the guys you've emulated that you've taken from?
Probably like Pernell Whitaker, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sugar Ray.
I see a lot of Pernell. You look good, though, son.
I watch Terrence Crawford a lot, too. I like Terrence.
Yeah. How difficult is it the way Terrence Crawford's, like, he's able to switch to both stands? How difficult is that? Because he's been able to master, and I think that's what makes him, in my eyes, pound for pound, is the fact that his right and his left are both vicious, man.
I think Terrence just, like, he a dog, and, like, I feel like he got, like, a dog mentality. So I just feel like, you know, he could do both of that, but I know, like, when a
going rough, he fight, he's going to fight Mikey Garcia, one of those guys.
Who, Mikey Garcia?
Yeah, him, the other guy.
He'll beat him.
Yeah.
He'll beat Mikey. He'll beat, he need to fight Earl.
Muhammad Ali. You think he could beat Errol?
Who do you got on that fight?
I can't really say. I can't just sit here and I ain't going to say too much. I know it's going to be hard for anybody to beat Terrence Crawford. That's all I'm going to say. Anybody. I don't care who it is. All
right, so you got Terrence Crawford over anybody. Who else do you got out there? Look how beautiful you look. You're slaying these guys out. Ooh, fast hands.
Yeah.
Look how he bend his legs. Can't hit him. Punch. Ooh, and then move. You see he moves his head right after he punch. Just in case the guy come back and get countered.
Would you like a matchup with Vasily Lomachenko?
Yeah, I would love to fight.
I think you should as well. You should.
I sparred him to get him ready for Rigondeaux.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I sparred him. We did probably like a lot of rounds in camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you think? You like that matchup with you and him?
Yeah, I would love to fight Lomachenko. I think
that'd be a great fight.
Yeah. Especially him coming off of his loss and he trying to prove himself and then he gonna get back in the ring with another young killer.
So I think he should do it, right? We should promote that one.
Yeah, I would love to.
Do you still feel like he's one of the best at 135?
I think he's too small for 35. I think he should come down to 130.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think 130 is more his weight. I think he'll beat everybody at 130 except me and Tank, probably.
You sparred with Tank before, too?
Yeah, I helped Tank get ready for his world title fight with Pedraza.
Mm.
Yeah. I sparred with Tank before.
Mike, that's what I love about boxing, Mike, is, you know, a lot of times, even before you guys fight for world titles, you guys have already sparred against them already.
Yeah, a lot of guys have already tested yourselves.
I feel like I've been in the ring with the whole 135 division, though.
That's good to get familiar with them.
Yeah.
How you like Danny Haley? He did the show.
Who?
Haley. Haney, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Devin Nice, too.
Yeah. I saw you and him box before.
Yeah, we sparred each other a couple times before that, too.
What's your take with David
Haney? He's a great body puncher.
I think Shakur. That Devin Haney a good fighter. I think he a real good fighter. I think he real skillful.
Is he the best right now at 35?
How you think him and Tifo do?
I think that's a good fight. I think that Devin Haney more skillful, but Teofimo got the better power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be a good fight, though.
This guy's like fighting a ghost, right?
Yeah, you're constantly going high low.
He got guts, but that body punch is killing him.
You don't headhunt too, huh?
Nah, I don't.
Did you fight a Mexican that night?
Yeah.
Yeah. did the people like it or were they hating on you?
They ain't like that I did that, but yeah. I mean, for me.
Yeah, man.
It's the entertainment business, so you got to be entertaining.
Big time, big time. And the sooner they know it, the most money they get.
Yep.
That was crazy. I'm talking about people, mothers eating their kids. Everybody came to see that shit.
Yep.
Man, so you're one of nine.
Yeah, I'm one of nine. I'm the oldest. Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Really? You're the oldest? Your little brothers and sisters?
Yep. Yeah.
That's a trip, right? Yeah. How old are you, 21?
I'm 23.
23?
Yeah. Good. I'm the oldest of nine.
That's a trip.
Do you take care of them, man? Do you help raise them? Or what?
All the younger ones, like, staying with me right now. So I do help, like, raise them. Like, feel me?
That's challenging. But that's good. That's good.
One of my little cousins stay with me, too. Like, he box, too. So I be taking him to the gym with me and taking him to fights and all that kind of stuff, too. So
it's good to have a big family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Are you watching that Canelo Billy Joe Saunders fight? What do you think? You think people are sleeping on Billy Joe Saunders?
Yeah, I think that Billy Joe Saunders is a better fighter than people give him.
Let's look at Billy Joe Saunders' ass now. Let's look at Billy Joe Saunders.
But I don't think he could be Canelo. No. Canelo.
Now he's better than people think, but he can't be Canelo. Come on.
But it's Canelo Alvarez, man. Like it's hard.
Have you seen David Benavidez? Have you seen David Benavidez, Mike?
Yeah.
Tall guy, right? Yeah. I like him too.
Dude, he's a real deal, Mike.
Yeah, he a beast.
He reminds me of Carlos Monzon a little bit.
Man, after that, can you put David Benavidez?
I want to see him fight one of the Cholo brothers.
Yeah, Cholo
brothers. He wants to, man. He wants to fight all of them.
In the green, right?
Yeah.
The light green.
No. It's the guy in the yellow.
That looks like green to me.
Oh yeah, I guess. Highlight. Ain't
no fucking yeah.
He can't beat Canelo though.
He knocked out right now. He's knocked out already. I saw that. He's already right. Tell him right. He's already knocked out.
It's just different, dude. You know what I mean? Like anybody, you can just tell the speed difference.
This guy's
can we put can we put David Benavidez?
Yeah, he's fun.
Look up his highlights, man.
What the hell just happened? Dude, damn, he really clocked that guy. Throw the towel in that motherfucker. Look at this guy. He's beating people.
Look, he goes to the body. Look at how he works to the body, Mike. Boom. Ooh. It's like he just... Man, he a beast, though.
Him and Cholo.
That's Cholo. A shank.
Yeah, Charlo, nice.
Yeah, you got to get in there with him, see how nice he is.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this, man. I used to spar this guy when he was 11 years old.
Yeah, that's
right. He was like a big fat kid, huh?
Yeah, he was. There's videos of me and him sparring. I was 21 because I'm 10 years older than him.
Come on, man. When is this guy going to fight him on the Cholo? I think we better fight him on Tyson. Legends Only League. We got a league on Fox.
I want to see him fight Caleb Plant.
He'll beat Plant, man.
You think he'll beat Caleb Plant? Good.
Yeah, but this dude's got everything. You know what we're talking about will and skill.
Caleb Plant could box real good, too, and he got power.
I think the speed and the length is going to be the difference in that fight, and I think that's why I would give it to Benavidez.
Yeah,
it would
be a good fight, though.
I think Benavidez is the only one that could beat Canelo. Honestly, I swear.
You think he could beat Canelo?
I think he's the only one that could beat him.
Oh.
Let's do it now, baby. Let's get that fight going.
Canelo Alvarez?
Canelo Alvarez, yeah. Dude, this dude's the youngest. What is it? The youngest? The super middleweight? Is that 168?
Yeah.
The youngest in history to win a world title, dude.
Yeah, he was. Then you know he went to like what 17? Or...
Yeah, like something crazy, dude. You know what I'm saying? You break records like that. You die a dude like this. That's crazy, man.
Wilfredo Benitez, the youngest champ ever, 17.
Yeah, and he was nice.
Movement.
Yeah, he was nice. Yeah. He was real good.
What's your take with Ryan Garcia, man? Is Ryan Garcia the real deal, man, or is it a lot of
your guys social media go at hype, it, baby? Ooh, this guy's going for it.
I think Ryan Garcia is he another one who's better than what people give him. Like a lot of people think he's just good. A YouTube good sensation. Puncher. Yeah, but he's a real good puncher. All I think he need to like get his chin out the air.
Yeah, too high.
Yeah, it's always high.
Ooh, look at that motherfucker.
Yeah.
When we get into the side, he should do it after he jabs.
What do you think of the Pacquiao Mayweather fight? I mean, the Pacquiao Crawford fight.
Crawford gonna stop him.
Gonna stop Pacquiao?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah, nigga, let's bet for soda or some shit.
I'm with it. I'll bet whatever.
Mike, you're a big Pacquiao fan now, Mike. Yeah, so am I. I think Pacquiao's one of the greatest.
So do you think Pacquiao's gonna win?
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
Well, listen, he ain't gonna get beat up like y'all think he is.
I think he's gonna get beat up.
Okay, if y'all do, you say Mike. No, so if I'm not even there, you say Mike. Yeah, I told you, man. But I'm going to say Shakur. I told that young nigga Shakur that he was going to do that shit.
Yeah.
The young nigga, yeah. I told him, did it.
Yeah. Did you see, Mike, that Clarissa Shields is going to debut for her MMA fight?
That's a hard broad, huh?
Oh, nah, she legit. Like, she's different. A hard broad, I've never seen right? No female like that on the planet.
Listen, I used to know, I've been around, I used to say shit. I ain't saying fuck shit.
What do you think of her debut, though? You think she could make it in MMA?
Yeah,
I think she could do whatever she put her mind
me
to.
Me too.
I think yeah. She had a strong mind. Like her mind is like dangerous. Like
yeah,
she a killer in her head. So
looks dangerous, right?
Yeah.
I'm scared of her. And that little Japanese guy. Who's the little Chinese girl in MMA? She said some shit. Yeah, she wants to kick my ass too.
Zhang Wei Li.
Yeah, because I said Rose is hot.
You know what I mean? Send her roses, Mike.
No, I said Rose is hot. Remember, she got to fight
Rose. Oh, Rose, yeah, Rose.
I like Rose. Rose is hot. And this girl just ripped Mr. Tyson. I said, you're pretty too. I don't want no trouble, man. You're pretty too.
What do you think of YouTube boxing?
Whew. I mean, I got like a. It's like a love hate. Like it's entertaining and all, but like I don't see it like it's like real fighting. Like I'm a real boxing fan, so I would like I like watching Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford and
them. Yeah, but
dudes.
That's the thing, man. They gotta fight, man. A lot of that stuff.
That's why that stuff is good, because the real motherfuckers don't want to fight each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why those guys like Jake Paul and those guys. Look, Jake Paul came on my foot on my show. You know why? Because he got 75 million fucking viewers.
Yeah.
You know, that champions, none of our champions got that shit. So he's good for boxing. If he's good for boxing, is he kind of ridiculous? Yeah, but is he good for boxing? Fuck yeah. Boxing needs shit like that.
All right, so what you think about him getting in the ring with another boxer?
With a real boxer?
Yeah.
That's up to him. He should try it.
He wants a body bag.
I think he should. He should.
Nah, but they're playing it up, dude. And Mike is right. At the end of the day, dude, they're hyping up the sport, your guys' sport. But this is another thing. It's going to force a lot of you good guys to fight each other.
Yeah.
Because if these YouTube guys are in here
making
taking
all
over
that
the
fucking
game.
Money, and these guys are not really, I don't know, they're real fuck, but they, you know what I mean? They ain't put the work in like your guys. They didn't go through the amateur process and all that stuff, and they making more money than the champs.
Yep, I agree.
So you need to fight those people and fuck them up.
Yeah, but boxers got to fight each other. Everybody be saying no.
You're young guys, you can fight each other again.
Yeah.
If he beat you, you fight him again. If you beat him, fight again.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your relationship with Andre Ward, man? He's also your manager, right?
Who's your manager?
He was my manager. My manager, Jay Prince.
Jay Prince?
Yeah. Yeah, but Andre Ward, he a great fighter. And, I think he's one of the best fighters to ever do it. Yeah. I just don't think he got the credit for it.
He was a nice guy and didn't talk shit and stuff.
Yeah.
I talk a whole bunch of shit. People still going, hey, is that true? I don't know, man. He's talking shit. You know? Talking shit.
You like that fight, Mike? If Andre Ward comes back for Canelo and he fights him?
I would love that. That's beautiful.
Right?
But it should be at 68.
Could Ward make 68?
He made 75, but 68 is beautiful.
Yeah.
475, man. I mean, it could also be Canelo trying to make it.
Yeah, but Canelo can't beat Andre Ward.
Hey, you hear that, Canelo? He said you could beat everybody else but this brother, Andre Ward.
Yep, I said it. I'm a big Canelo fan. That. I love Canelo, but.
All right, I want to see it happen. Come on, Ward. What's that, 20 million, Ward?
Yeah, you know what? I think Andre Ward does need it because I think you're right, man. Olympic gold medalist. I mean, he defended his title for so many times. He went out undefeated.
Yeah.
But it's... I think Mike was right. Mike said he was lacking a persona. He needed to hype it up and hype up fights.
He needed to fight
big-time
opponents. Some guys are the greatest fighters in the world, but they ain't exciting.
Yeah.
They could beat anybody.
Yeah.
But they don't do it looking good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's even like, you know, a lot of people, that if you really, you know, it's like Floyd.
I can lose two fights in a row, and I can still bring the people in because they know it's going to be excited. I'm going to lose excitingly, you know? And then I'm going to talk some shit and say they lost because God was jealous of me for that particular reason. And then I get another fight. And then my kids go to really cool schools.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, Shakur, man, that's what's up, dude.
I think you're going to be very successful.
Yeah, thank you.
I think you'll be very successful.
Yeah, that means a lot coming from you.
Nah, you know, how many amateur fights you have?
Like 200 something.
See, that's 200 fights now. You think that counts for what he's doing this so good? 200 times.
Yeah. I personally think that the amateurs is harder than the actually professionals.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I agree. Can
you listen? You fight the first night you fight the best fighter in the world. The next night you fight the number two best fighter in the world. You never get an easy fight. You're professional. You get 10, 20 easy fights before you get a good opponent, you know?
Yeah.
You never get an easy fight in the amateurs. Every fight is for your fucking life.
Yeah.
Right? You think, well, I hope I fight this guy. I want to fight this guy at the end, you know? Yep. Damn, you fighting him in the beginning, the first fight. Like, damn.
Because it's a bracket, and you get, like, a draw, and you might pull the number one seed or the number two, three. And...
But, dig, once you beat him, your confidence go up, right? All right. Yeah. Everybody's, yo, you know, he got beat. Everybody's in the champ got beat last night.
Yep.
He got beat. It's a big thing.
Especially overseas.
What do you think of Davis versus Garcia, man?
Shit, Tank a killer. I don't know. I don't know if Ryan gonna be able to take that heat coming at him like that.
It's different, right?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't just give up Garcia. He's gonna be throwing those punches, man. Those Ricky Ricardo moves and body punches.
His chin in the air.
No way, but he learned from that. He's gonna have that chin down, baby.
He gonna have to.
He's gonna be chin down.
His Tank throwing heat.
What do you think is your greatest accomplishment? You think going to the Olympics and, you know, medaling there? Or do you think it's...
I don't think none of my accomplishments great to me. Like, I feel like in my brain, I ain't do nothing yet. Like, I tell myself, like, I ain't do nothing. So that way, like, I stay focused and stay, like, motivated to do more. Like, so in my brain, it's like, I ain't do nothing. Like, I still ain't accomplished, like, what I wanted to accomplish. So I like some, like, it's cool to, like, oh yeah, you're Olympic silver medalist. So I was number two in the Olympics. I wasn't number one, so I don't even like hearing that. Like, I hear it, but I don't think. I think it's
called gratitude. And once you receive that gratitude, you accomplish so much more.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but it'd be hard for me. Like, it's hard for me.
It's hard in life, but that's what life's about: overcoming toughness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's what life is all about.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing. This is one big school, ain't nothing easy.
Yeah.
Some of us pass faster than others, and some of us take a long time to pass.
Yeah.
But eventually you're going to pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you say it's contentment, Mike? Content. Like, being is content. Content doesn't always have to be a bad thing, right? Being content with...
No, nobody needs to be in content. The only thing anybody has to do is do their best.
Content is a bad thing to me.
There's no room for jealousy and competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that, man. I'm a gold medalist. I won the Olympics, but I can tell you, man, it's like I see a lot of people kind of live in that shadow because they never accomplish what they want to accomplish. So what happens is like they're like bitter. There's people like that. You know what I'm saying? Like still in the sport, like they still kind of never lived in their glory days. You know what I'm saying? And it's almost like you have to come to a realization where you do have to, you know, accept and you know, it's not always a bad thing.
It is a time in life that we have to raise our kids. And then that's bigger than us. At least I believe that's how most adults look at it.
I think I use it as, like, motivation. Like, I don't, like, get bitter. Like, in my brain, it's, okay, you lost. You don't want to never feel that feeling again. Like, that feeling to me is, like, something, like, too bad that I don't want to feel like ever again. So now I've been working super hard to make sure I don't never lose ever again because I don't like it.
Look, everybody's afraid of loss. Everybody's talking about loss. Life is about loss. Life is totally about loss. Even when you think you're winning, your hair is coming falling out, your mother's dying, your sister's dying, you're losing all of them, and then you lose your teeth, you lose your desire to live, and then you die. It's all about loss. Life. Even when you think you're winning, and you got $1 billion, you can't spend it when you're dead.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Life is totally about loss.
Yeah.
Nobody wins.
Through loss is how we learn, right?
No, loss is beautiful.
Yeah.
Dying's beautiful. Our whole existence was beautiful.
That's exactly what it is, Mike, man. You know, life should just be beautiful, dude.
It is. At its worst, it's beautiful. At its worst, even when we were slaves, it was still beautiful. And you can't stop that. We're going to live, we're going to die, God's going to create.
What's your take on what Mike's talking about?
Yeah, I feel Mike, I get some of what he's saying, but I told you in my head, it's like, I don't like loss, like, I don't like losing, so I try to like keep losing out my brain, because, you feel me?
So, Thomas, you've lost before, and listen, you're more successful now than you're lost.
Yeah,
no, that doesn't stop you. You've lost in before, that didn't stop you from becoming who you are.
Yeah, I agree.
Loss is not going to kill nobody.
Yeah.
It even made you better.
Yeah.
As long as you give it your all. You give it your all, you know, you should be okay with whatever the outcome is.
You give it your all, but you give it your all more. You know? This is fighting. It's all about spirit.
Yeah,
but how much spirit you got.
I feel like when I go in the ring, I ain't going in there thinking, like, feel me? Like, okay, we're going to give him our all, and if we lose,
no, I'm not going to have anything like that. Nobody, and rarely is anybody fucking leave unblemished in boxing or in anything.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I trust me, I got my world title to play.
Championships are meant to be won, gold. And you're supposed to win as many as you can. Yeah. All right, that's the real deal.
Yeah,
championships.
Yeah,
Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
living immortality. That's what this is all about, living forever.
What advice would you give, you know, Shakur, now that he's, obviously you're older, man, you went through the whole boxing ranks. What advice would you give Shakur, man, since, you know, in this boxing
game? Only thing you need in boxing is a trainer and a lawyer.
Yeah.
You don't need no manager. You don't need nothing. You need a trainer and a lawyer. Some people want managers because they like to keep people around them and stuff. But, you know, all you need is a lawyer and your trainer, and whatever anybody have to talk to you about, you talk to this guy. What do you know about business? Just talk to this guy.
Yeah.
That's what I wish I did. If you want some guys to hang around, you give them a job. You just don't hang around. If it's just, if him just being a psych man, jumping on your dick, hanging out with you, that's a job. That's a job, too. But don't have nobody freeload on you. And make them, if these people in your life and they don't have a purpose in your life, what the fuck they doing in your life?
Yeah.
You know, that's just keeping it real. And sometimes it's hard to tell a homie, hook up, yo, money, I got to move, man. Ho, stay here. Cause I have to handle some business. Now, he's not handling any business.
Yeah.
I'm handling some business. He needs to learn how to respect that. Yeah. Your crew don't respect that yet.
Yeah.
When you go, they know they're going with you. They're tagging them. Sometimes you have to distance yourself.
Yeah.
And you can still be cool with them, but, you know, you can't have these guys breathing on you all the time.
Yeah.
You can't even fuck a bitch without them knowing. And then telling somebody on you.
Yeah.
No, keep it real, man.
Yeah, I got you.
You gotta, you know, you have to do some things private. Everybody can't know what the fuck you doing.
Yeah.
You know, how can you be a man? And these guys who you think your friend that fucking blackmail, you don't give a fuck about you. But you're a nice kid anyway, so what else you like to do? How you like Christmas? You have like holidays?
I'm a family man, so yeah. I stay kids? Around. Nah, I don't got no kids.
Oh, it's with family, mom, yeah, brothers.
I got my little brothers and stuff, and I stay around my family and stuff like that. But I ain't home.
It struck me that you had your kids, your family with you when you was at that thing, too.
Yeah, yep. I'm a big family man.
That's how you should spend your money, with this family.
Yep.
You know, if you're a family man like that, you should save up for a house for all of us to live in, like a compound.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I got you.
We could all live together.
Yeah.
Bring your family, you marry, bring your family. That's all gravy. But don't let somebody else do it with your money and you don't do it to your family. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you.
Does that make sense, though?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because I'll be talking bullshit because I'm hot. All right. It makes sense, right? Yeah, you're saying that shit.
Nah, I got you. Because
that's what it's all about. But how can so many people love you? Then if so many people love you, how do you know people who don't love you? You can't be a knockout to everybody. Somebody has to dislike you. Life wouldn't be balanced.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people that dislike me.
This is what I learned in life, too. Everybody you fight is not your enemy, and everybody that helps you is not your friend.
Yeah.
I just want to tell them, man. Listen, I'm the guy that it used to be like one-third of some shit they used to get. One of the 33rd a month for you to get to manage you, and I broke that down to 20 cents. You were to manager, it's 20 cents, right?
Yeah.
That's because of me. He was like a third of that shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I helped all your motherfuckers. I'm serious, nigga. For me, y'all got to be drained. Nigga be drained. They get like a third.
How much they used to give? Like
33rd and a third, some shit like
for
that.
For
yeah, nigga, read the history book. Stop them from that shit, nigga.
That's crazy.
20% from 33rd and a third? Come on, get the fuck out of here, man.
I got a good manager, though, like Jay Prince.
Jay's a good motherfucker.
Yeah, Jay's a good dude. Like, he makes sure, like, I'm straight.
But listen, eventually you got to, how old are you again, 23?
Yeah.
Or if eventually in life you're going to say, hey, I need to take care of myself.
Yeah.
I got to take care of these babies. One day you're going to have a woman you love. One day she's going to get pregnant. You have to take care of your family. That's when that shit becomes precedent.
Yeah.
So you're a young kid, you don't know about that shit. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Those babies, it's bigger than us.
Yeah, I got you.
No, no, you don't. I'm just saying that one day you will.
Yeah.
And don't get to where they say, you didn't take care of your money, and they say, hey, daddy, what happened to all the money?
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that.
why do you say that, Mike? Does it happen to you, Mike?
Yeah, nigga. Daddy got the money back. Daddy had to get it back. Now you know they got the handle. Fuck up this time, Dad. Oh, motherfucker.
but it's kind of like what you talked about, Mike. It's like, you know, you learn from your losses, man.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
And I think,
dude,
that's why it's more beautiful now, because, you know, you made the comeback.
No, it had nothing to do with the comeback. Fuck the comeback. Everybody knew I was in the gut. Everybody knew I was doing dope. It's about this. I want to be up more than anybody in the fucking world want me to be down. No one can stop me. I'm invincible. Look at my show, my $300 million worth of shit. Now you're on my show. You're hosting my show with me. Yeah. Anyway, what's up, man?
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on with you? You got 10 brothers and sisters?
It's 8 brothers and sisters.
8 brothers and
I'm
sisters?
9. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. When you got 8 brothers and sisters, motherfucker can't be taking too much of the pie.
Yeah, weird.
How would you like to end your career, man? Like, what would be the cherry on top for you, man, if you could?
I want to be a pay-per-view superstar. I want to be a several division world champ. I want to be undisputed a few times in several different weight classes. But I just want to be like a big superstar. Like, I want the whole world to know, like how Mike Tyson is like a legend. Like, I want to be a legend, like the world to know that I'm a legend.
Don't be a legend with no fucking money like
Mike. Nah, I'm gonna make sure I stay.
No, they all said but... that. All of us said that. Right, but I'm just saying that. Don't be a legend like that.
Yeah.
A legend only be bankrupt a couple of times. Nigga can't be bankrupt just once, right? You gotta do this shit a couple of times. Oh, man, this is that. Don't go that route, nigga.
Yeah.
Young gentleman, young man. Stop that word, man. Stop that fucking word.
Well, that's cool, Mike. Man, would you like to say anything to Mike Tyson, man, before
please.
We...
Like, you a legend to me. Like, I respect you a lot. Like, and you a cancer. Like, you a cancer.
Oh,
I'm
a
cancer.
You're a sensitive motherfucker, man. Don't be giving all your money to the fucking girls, man, all right? Stop. Stop giving your money to those girls. Give it to your family.
Yeah, I got
Leave
you.
Leave those fucking girls alone, man. Stop, okay? Stop.
Nah, but I looked up to Mike, like, my whole upbringing, and I used to, like, watch his interviews and listen to, like, the stuff he's saying. I'd be like, I laugh.
You're crazy, right? this should drive you crazy. You know, watch. You're going to be crazy in a minute. You watch. Listen, he ain't got a girl yet. He ain't got a girl.
Nah, I got a girl. I got a girl.
Oh, do you love her?
I love her.
What's her name?
Lyric.
Say it right here.
A lyric.
That's her name? Say something. Say, I love you. You love my heart. And I will
Bae,
die
I
for
love
you.
You, Lyric. This dude is crazy.
No, I'm telling you the truth, little man. Now, watch out. Be careful.
Yeah, I got you.
Talking about me, watch him in a couple of years when he's the superstar he wants to be. And what's her name again?
Lyric.
Okay. Remember that.
I'm going to still be with her, too.
I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
At least she's going to be with you. You know what I mean? We always stick with them, even when they leave us, but she's going to be with you.
No, she's going to be with me.
They're going to be laughing at this
shit. Yeah, you know,
why are you going to sit with that wild, crazy man? You're not supposed to be saying the things he's saying.
It is crazy, man.
Man, well, that's what's up, man. Well, it's been an honor, man. It's been an honor to have
appreciate
you.
Appreciate y'all, too. Man.
Really, I'm a little high talking.
And
shit.
I'm your co-host, a.k.a. Triple C, Henry Cejudo.
I'm Mike Tyson. We got the great Shakur Stevenson. Thank you for your presence, brother.
Yeah, appreciate y'all, too.
Thank you. We're out of here.